tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Baked in! Baked in! Kyle Peters! Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Brandewey. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Laramie up three. Ball inbounded. Minster half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandewey. Loose ball. Laramie's got it. Foul on Minster. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo!
Nick Brandewey right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players and critics.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandewey and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Bringer. Coming right back is Bixler with a tray. Good for Anna. Two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year, featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns along, three balls, good.
Better find her on a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter.
Top of the circle, Hosher. Three-point shot, Gebhard. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhard from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high. Let it fly. All net. It's Dosik stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long two-pointer for Dosik. Foul line. It goes to Hosher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open. Three ball. Buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was Taylor made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch. Yes, I like that. But he handles the ball well. If he's having a good game, they're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta by Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Hulskamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Hulskamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good!
Wow.
Mark Bixler, herky jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McVie. It's game two of the night here on scoresbroadcast.com. We've got the Jackson Center Tigers and the Rushi Raiders in action. At stake, a berth in the lower bracket sectional championship or the district semi, whichever way you want to term it, on Saturday night at 7 against Troy Christian, which in game one
defeated Covington by a score of 51-49 in a thriller. It was an exciting game.
It was.
Entertaining, Chuck.
Very good.
Fun to be a part of it.
Well coached, well played, great fans. It was a good one.
Well, here in game two tonight, we've got the Rushi Raiders against the Jackson Center Tigers. They met each other twice during the regular season, and Jackson Center won each game, beating Rushi by 25 points and by 18 points. The 18-point triumph at Jackson Center came at Rushi early in the year. The Tigers pulled away, won the 25. Jackson Center had a fine season, lost three in the Shelby County League. One of those at the hand of Botkins, two to Anna. Meanwhile, the Rushi Raiders went 2-10 in a rebuilding season under head coach Dave Borchers. He does a rock-solid job, and I thought, at least in the game we saw, Chuck, when Rushi played Anna, he kept the Raiders in that game for two and a half to three quarters, did Coach Borchers. It will be interesting to see what he comes up with tonight, third time against head coach Scott Elkert and the Jackson Center Tigers.
Yeah, I mean, Rushi's a very young basketball team.
And how do they guard Reichert?
Well, that's the problem.
Two guys.
You got to be front and back.
Yep.
You know he's gonna take it to the basket. He loves to spin left, and you're going to have to force him back the other way. He's got a bad right hand. Try to shake his hand during the game.
He's got that little rap on it. I don't think it's just
precaution. You're going to fall for the fist bump. Is that what you're telling me?
Just protection, precautionary.
Yeah.
Aiden Reichert, boy, he has been
a monster.
Yeah, a man among boys so many times this year. And when we've seen Jackson Center play in the Tigers' biggest games of the season, he's been doubled when he's gotten the ball down below the foul line. And, I mean, it's really difficult for anyone, I don't care how good he is, to score when he's checked but two men.
Yeah, no doubt.
So that's what Rushi's got to do. It'll leave somebody open. Can Jackson Center convert jump shots? From Rushi's perspective, the one good thing is that if the Raiders can somehow muster up 40 to 45 points, they'll probably be able to hang around in this game tonight.
Yeah.
But they've got to have real good contests from a senior and a freshman. Mason Daypour, nearly 16 points a game. Zane Chaffee, a ninth grader, nearly 9 points a game. They have got to hit their points per game averages and then some.
Yeah, I mean, Daypour, senior, he's been capable of getting up into the 20. I think he had a 30-some point game early in the season. But that's going to be hard for him to do against the defense that Jackson's going to play. But they need him to score. They need him to take good shots.
Yeah, the game to which you alluded was when Mason Daypour rattled the Nets for 34 in a December 17th victory by Rushi over Botkins, 54-44 at Rushi. The two games against Anna this year for the Raiders. Raiders gave a good account of themselves, especially at home against Anna. Lost 61-50. How about the Raiders against Versailles? 54-48. Rushi's had some good games near upsets this year. Maybe it will all come together tonight.
Well, yeah. I think it's going to be a good basketball game. And you think when Rushi and Versailles play, they are so close together. No matter who's got the better team, that's always a tough basketball game.
You know, Chuck, one thing we really haven't talked about too much is the absence of Trevor Sosby for Jackson Center. Technically, second leading scorer for the Tigers, third leading rebounder for the Tigers, out with a groin injury. I'm not sure when he returns. It's day by day by day, game by game for Trevor Sosby, but he's missed. He's a good outside jump shooter, fine all-around player.
Oh, they miss him a lot. He helps him to control the basketball. He's very good at calming them down, you know, and they do miss him. But they've got some kids that have been coming out there, and Akers and Heitkamp, you know, filling in and doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, Elkert scores at 7 points a game. Sosby right behind at 5.5. I haven't heard the word that we would see Sosby tonight. I do doubt it. Mason Flatfoot, a senior, has played solid basketball in a backup role. Garrett Pringer, a 6-foot senior, He's got long arms. He gives the Tigers a little bit of length. Young freshman Camden Reese, three rebounds a game, 4.5 points a game. He is a factor for sure. If Jackson Center can get shots made from players other than Aiden Reichert, Tigers are extremely dangerous. Can you beat Rushi a third time? You're a prohibitive favorite for the third time. Can the Raiders close the gap that much, having lost by 18 and nearly 30 during the regular season?
Well, you know, logic tells you no, but I've seen stranger things happen.
Right.
Like you said, they are well coached. They've got some kids that, Adam Daypore, Mason Daypore, and then the freshman, Shabby. So they've got some talent. They have to have a good start to the game. They can't fall behind.
Right. Caleb Monin, 4 points a game. Dawson Luthman, 4 points a game. Xavier Flippo, also a freshman, like Shappy, at 5 points a game. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com for this lower bracket sectional semifinal or lower bracket sectional championship game, meaning that it's a district semi on Saturday night,
right,
however you want to term it.
We're old dogs, but I guess we got to start going with the right nomenclature.
In the new language, you're right. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, fine underwriting sponsor, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. We also salute three new underwriting sponsors, Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna, Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff, VoteJordanSheriff.com, and Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. It is hard to know what to expect in this game tonight. Clearly a big-time underdog is Rushi, but the Raiders played some pretty good basketball toward the end of the year after having a lull in the middle of the season. In fact, I think Rushi had 7 straight defeats handed to them over the last 3 weeks of January. On February 14th, lost to Houston 53-52. But to play Fort Loramie pretty well both times, losing 49-38 and 43-37 to the Redskins. Opening 5 for the Jackson Center Tigers: Pringer, Heitkamp, Elkert, Reichert, and Camden Reese. Camden Reese, a 6'2 freshman. Aiden Reichert, 6'5 junior, just under 20 points a game. Christopher Elkert, 5'10 senior, 7 a game. Garrett Heitkamp, a 5'11 senior, 2 points a game. And Garrett Pringer, 6 foot senior, 3 points per game. For the Rushi Raiders, Dawson Luthman at guard, 6 foot senior. Mason Daypore, 5'11 senior at guard. And as Chuck noted a few minutes ago, had a huge night early in the year against Botkins. He poured in 34.
Well, if they could get that kind of effort out of him tonight.
Caleb Monin, 5'10 senior guard in the opening 5. Zane Shappy, 5 foot 10 inch freshman, 8.3 points a game. And Xavier Flippo, forward, also a freshman, 6 footer. 2 freshmen in the starting lineup for the Rushi Raiders. We saw some youngsters on the floor for Troy Christian, including Major, who performed well.
Yep, and in Day, the sophomore.
Yes.
But I'll tell you, this is a complete flip from what you normally see. Rushi has always been senior-laden.
Yes.
And then the younger kids come up and take their places. The cupboard was kind of bare on the upper echelon.
Right.
And they've had to play some younger kids this year.
Yep, a little thin in that junior class for the Rushi Raiders, who start 2 frost tonight against the Jackson Center Tigers. Rushi, the home team, wearing the white, blue numbers outlined in gold, gold and blue stripes down the sides of the shorts. Jackson Center's got that gray going on from top to bottom. It's kind of growing on me. I'm starting to like it. Orange numerals outlined in black. orange stripes along the sides and backs of the gray shorts. Opening tip to start the game won by Jackson Center. Heitkamp feeds Riker to the middle. Back to Garrett Heitkamp out high. Now to Camden Reese, 25 feet away. He's picked up by Shappy. Rotated left wing to Heitkamp. Into the post. It goes to Riker. The ball is lost. Fumbled. Rushi's got it.
They're playing Caleb Monin on him, and then they're coming to help when the pass goes down.
7:15 left here in the opening quarter. 0-0 tie. No shots taken yet. Here's Daypour, 30 feet away. Elkert guards him. Here's Daypour on a runner down the lane. Off the backboard, no good. Offensive board swarmed by Caleb Monin, and he gets it for Rushi. Right corner, Dawson Luthman. He jacks up a three, hits the rim, way up in the air, comes down, saved in bounds by the Raiders, right to the Tigers, though. Here comes Elkert, holding down the floor to Camden Reese. Driving layup, he overshoots it, no good. Rebound poked out of bounds by Jackson Center.
That was a good look, good fast break that time by Elkert. They just didn't make the basket.
Way to run, Cam! Way to run, Cam!
Yep, now the officials have got the players confused. Jackson Center thought the Tigers were throwing it in.
I thought they were, too.
But the ball is handed to Rushi. Here come the Raiders up and over the timeline. Mason Daypour, 35 feet away. Right wing, Dawson Luthman. Luthman swings it on top to Monin. It's not a big Rushi team. In fact, it's a very small one. They'll try to get it done with quickness and good body position. Ball thrown to the post to Caleb Monin. Turnaround 10-foot J. No, off the heel. Rebound Elkert. Elkert explodes. Down the floor for Jackson Center. Driving layup in off the backboard and a foul.
I like to see Christopher be more active offensively. That's a good start to the game for him.
Assertive play by Elkert. Boy, he took the bull by the horn and dribbled at the last 45, 50 feet down the floor for the Tigers. Free throw Elkert. Three-point chance. Good. He converts the three-point option. 6:12 to go, opening quarter, 3-0. Rushi Raiders trail the Jackson Center Tigers. Here's Dawson Luthman on a weave. Gives it up to Zane Shappy. Outside the arc on the right, Luthman. Raiders go 6 feet, 5'11", 5'10", 5'10", and 6 feet. Mason Daypour between the rings. He's at the Pickwindians logo at midcourt. 5:40 to go, opening quarter. 3-0 Jackson Center on a three-point play the old-fashioned way by Elkert. Here's a steal by the Tigers. Reichert on a run-out. He bullies his way into the lane. Up and good with the left hand. Formidable play by Aiden Reichert of Jackson Center. Raiders can't afford to have Jackson Center spurt on top but too many. 5:20 left to go. Opening frame. 30 feet out. It is Flippo on a weave to Shappy. Shappy on a curl to Daypour. Daypour outside the arc on the right to Flippo. Straight away, Dawson Luthman. Daypour in the left corner. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Straight away, Shappy almost shot it from trifecta territory. Didn't. Gave it up to Flippo. Popping out to catch is Caleb Monin. He's picked up by Camden Reese at Jackson Center. Now Daypour, Elkert on him. Daypour tries to push his way into the lane. Can't do it. Leaves it for Flippo. Near side pass to Shappy. Hits a cutter down the lane. It's Caleb Monin. Catches and scores. Caleb Monin.
Good patience that time by the Raiders.
5-2 Jackson Center. 4:30 left opening quarter. Elkert timeline for the Tigers. Elkert on the bounce. Good 35 feet away. Check by Zane Shappy. Lobs high left to Pringer. Bounce pass middle of the floor. Elkert. Right side of the court, Camden Reese on top to Reichert. Checking him, Caleb Monin. Now Heitkamp, 30 feet out. Daypour guards Heitkamp. Here's Camden Reese going baseline. Shut off by Flippo. Back on the arc to Heitkamp. Straight away, Pringer. Lobbing down inside to Reichert. He spins. He steps around Monin. Takes that Euro step to the cup. Shot blocked. Foul. Contact. It's ruled a two-shotter for Reichert. Who grimaces just a little bit and grabs that right wrist.
He got hit pretty hard on that one.
Couple of foul shots. Aiden Reichert in the air. Good. 6-2 Jackson Center. 3:58 to go, opening quarter. Second free throw coming. Minster girls victorious tonight in an upper bracket district semi, beating Marion Local by 11 after leading by just three after three quarters. Second free throw, no good. Long rebound, though. Jackson center. Reichert to Heitkamp. Left side, Christopher Elkert into the lane area. Flips it out to Reichert on the arc. No shot. 3:40 left, opening period. Here's Heitkamp blazing a trail down the lane. Hand off to Reichert. Triple teamed. Gets rid of it to Camden Reese. Pounding Reichert on the inside right now is Jordan Meyer, 6'2 sophomore, in off the bench for Rushi. He turned a season into a good one, came on strong over the last portion of the campaign. Elkert makes a dipsy-doo drive into the lane, hurls it up off the backboard. No, rebound Rushi. 3:15 left, opening quarter, 6-2, Tigers by four. Napier backs the ball out near the timeline. Rushi Raiders have done a lot of passing and dribbling, Chuck, in these first 5 minutes, trying to compress the length of the game even more. You know the Tigers are going to shorten it. It's to Rushi's advantage to shorten it down even further.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're going to stand out here and hold it, but you can still lose the game 6-2.
That's true. Yeah. Here's Dayport at midcourt for the Raiders. He's going to hang on to the ball. Jackson center does not come up and guard. There's no five-second count. Tell you what, Chuck, I could maybe referee a game like this.
I think I could help you. I might head to the concession stand. I'll be right back.
2:26, 2:25, 2:24 to go here in the first quarter. And head coach Borchers of Rushi has instructed his team to hold the ball out near the timeline. Dayport just hangs on to it. Jackson center isn't pushing the situation. Tigers are not coming out and triggering the five-second count.
Not sure I understand this, because they're not playing a team. You're not playing Trotwood where you're trying to hold the score down. I'm not sure I understand this philosophy.
You know, again, Jackson center is going to compress the length of this game anyway, just by the nature of what it prefers to do and does well. Rushi is shortening this contest even further, hanging on to the ball now for the last 90 seconds. We're down to a minute 35 to go in the first quarter of play. It's 6-2 in favor of Jackson Center over the Rushi Raiders, who are clinging to the ball at midcourt. It's in the armpit right now of Mason Dayport. To his left, about 10 or 15 feet, is Shappy of the Raiders. Jackson Center's five-man defense is at the top of the circle, a good, 15 feet off Mason Dayport?
Oh, yeah, they're standing right at the top of the circle, and he's only about 2 feet into the forecourt.
And we're all the way down to a minute six, a minute five, a minute four to go in the first quarter.
What Jackson Center's accomplishing is Troy Christian's not getting any kind of a scouting report on him.
I never thought of it that way. But nobody is going to be in foul trouble tonight.
No.
In game two. 40, 39, 38 seconds to go. Mason Dayport.
Now, psychologically, it's real important for Rushi to score holding the ball out here this long.
And the Raiders are going to play for one here at the end of the opening quarter. 26, 25, 24. Mason Dayport had just made a shift. He's adjusted the ball from his right armpit to his left.
He just gave himself an assist.
Yes. 15, 14, 13. Raiders start the attack. Dayport gets a high screen, bolts down the lane, gives it to Shappy left corner. Back to Dayport with five to go. Dayport's double teamed off balance. He walked with the ball. .4 to go, first quarter. Ball inbounded to Elkert. He's at midcourt. Lets it go from 50. It's in and out at the buzzer. Would have counted had it gone. At the end of quarter number one, it's a football score. Jackson Center Tigers 6, Rushi Raiders 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops,
New owner Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Well, a little bit of stall ball.
One of the stranger things I've seen out here.
Rushi Raiders held the basketball the final 3 minutes of the first quarter. Didn't score. 6-2, Jackson Center leads Rushi, which gets the ball to start the second period.
Well, if they hold it for the entire second quarter, I'm going to fall asleep.
Well, the ball is inbounded to Mason Daypour, 40 feet from the basket, and he tucks that ball between his left forearm and his left hip. Now, right forearm and right hip. And the Rushi Raiders are going to chew up clock and try to limit this game to maybe just, what, 6-8 possessions?
So far, they're well on their way.
Yeah. There's really nothing to describe right now other than day four for Rushi. Clings to the ball about two steps beyond the center line in Rushi's half court. Jackson Center is not coming out to guard. There's no 5 second count. The clock has already worked itself down to 7:06, 7:05, 7:04. 1 minute elapsed now in the second period. Not a shot taken. Nearly 3 minutes elapsed in the first quarter when the ball was held by Rushi without a shot taken. Opportunity, Chuck, while Rushi holds the basketball, to let our listeners know all about one of our fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Pinnacle Sports Therapy is brand new. Owned and operated by Jim Spitzer, who runs Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. And now he's got Pinnacle Sports Therapy. It's 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Jim Spitzer, a real good guy to know, a superb physical therapist. 21 years experience in outpatient settings, treating athletes of all types, a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist. He works with you one-on-one. He develops a truly customized treatment program. And to maintain great progress, he creates a specialized home plan for you. And as I talk about Pinnacle Sports Therapy, I don't think anybody for this game tonight is going to have to rush to Pinnacle in the next couple days because of injury or soreness. Right now, Rushi continues to hold the basketball. 5:40 left to go here in the second quarter. The Raiders have now held the ball for 5.5 minutes, spanning the end of the first quarter and the start of the second. It is 6-2 in favor of Jackson Center.
I'm going to have a little trouble adding any color to this one right now.
And the only color we can describe is that Rushi's in the home white, blue numbers outlined in gold. Jackson Center, the road gray, which is really starting to grow on me. I kind of like it.
I like them too.
Yeah. Orange numerals outlined in black, and the orange and black stripes down the sides of the shorts. Again, Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie will accept most insurances, including Anthem, plus Medicare and workers' comp. And most insurance companies may not require a doctor's referral to visit Pinnacle Sports Therapy. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer is a great guy to know. And for the last 13 years, he's operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie, 937-419-1491, 419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. Let us help you move forward. Pinnacle, a brand new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. New several months ago from Fort Loramie was Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants.
Well, the official's doing a heck of a job.
Yeah, a lot of hustle. As we view the floor, Mason Daypour continues to cling to the basketball. Two or three steps on the half-court side of the center line. Jackson Center has backed off defensively. The Tigers have five players inside the three-point arc. Rushi has now held the ball for virtually the final 3 minutes of the first quarter, the first 4.5 minutes of the second quarter. Chuck, that's almost equivalent to one full quarter of game time, ball being held by the Rushi Raiders with no movement toward the basket whatsoever.
Well, I mean, I guess if you're the Rushi kids, you're thinking that the coaches don't think you can play with them.
As I mentioned a moment ago, Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants, has major business clients and served for 25 years. Reese Meyering in Fort Laramie has CPAs on staff. It performs tax and financial services for you, the individual. And it's also a full-service accounting firm and performs controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software and setup, and consulting for business startups. As the business world evolves, Reese Meyering is flexible and will meet your accounting needs as your business changes and grows. And thanks to the internet, computer technology, and easy-to-use accounting software, Reese Meyering can serve your business efficiently, whether you're close or far away. In Fort Laramie, that's Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants. Phone Kevin Meyering, 937-295-3813, 295-3813. Well, it's stall ball here at the Garbery Gym on the campus of Pickwell High School. The Rushi Raiders have held the ball for 6 minutes now at the start of the second quarter. Rushi inbounded the ball to begin the second 8 minutes. It was the Raiders' possession after missing a shot on the final possession of the first quarter. Well, I shouldn't say that. Elkert got a midcourt shot away at the buzzer that almost went in. But over the last 3 minutes of the final 3 minutes and several seconds of the first quarter, Rushi held the ball. Raiders, thanks to the alternating arrow, got the ball out to start the second quarter. Have held it now for 6.5 minutes at the beginning of the second quarter. That is nearly, well, Chuck, we're approaching 10 minutes of hold time by Rushi.
You suppose they're going to have to give money back when people leave?
Well, our sponsors are going to get plenty of airtime.
There you go.
In the form of live reads, the Jack Kramer. Don't forget LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a founding sponsor on Scores Broadcast. As we hit the 1 minute mark here toward the end of the second period, with Jackson Center leading Rushi by a score of 6-2. The three Rushi Raiders are out near midcourt talking. They've conferenced. Two or three Jackson Center players try to get involved in the meeting. That's been the only action.
That was it.
Yeah, that's been the only action of the quarter. We're all the way down to 36, 35, 34. LaCal Equipment's roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California. Thus the name LaCal, the present corporation established in Jackson Center in 1982. And locally, LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, a Scores founding sponsor. 15, 14, 13 seconds left to go here in the first half. 6-2, Jackson Center. Chaffee with the ball for the Raiders. Top of the circle. Stops his dribble. They post up Daypour. Baseline right. Fadeaway shot. Got it! Daypour at the buzzer! The Jackson Center Tigers were on defense for the entire 8 minutes of the second quarter. And Mason Daypour hit a fadeaway from the short corner. About a 14-footer or so. His time expired, ending the first half of stall ball here at the Garbery Gym at Pickwell High School.
I will make my comment, and it might not be very popular, but this is a travesty to do in a tournament basketball game. I don't understand it. I don't know what their philosophy is, but I don't like it. It's not basketball.
The Raiders have stalled this game away through two quarters and have kept it close. That was no doubt the objective, to stay within several points of Jackson Center, which spurted to a 6-2 lead. Jackson Center didn't touch the ball the entire second quarter. Rushi held it and got a fadeaway baseline J from Mason Daypour at the buzzer to close out the first half. It is 6-4 at the intermission break.
Do you think any of these kids on either team are enjoying this?
No. Nope. They're following the chieftain's orders.
They are listening to adults ruining a basketball game.
We'll return with our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. Not a whole lot to share with you. Jackson Center 6, Rushi 4 at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Heilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Heilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Heilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Heilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Heilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Heilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Heilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Heilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at danheilerman.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, Garbery Gym, Pickwa High School. It is a lower bracket sectional semifinal or district semi, or wait, I'm confused.
It's a sectional final.
It's a sectional final in advance of a Saturday district semifinal. Okay.
Yes, there we go.
Trying to clear it up. 6-4, a halftime score. You heard it right. Jackson Center 6, Rushi 4 at the break as the Rushi Raiders held the ball for 11 minutes of 16 in that first half of action. The Raiders held the ball last 3 minutes of the first quarter, did not score, held it for the entire 8 minutes of the second quarter, and did get a buzzer-beating fadeaway jump shot off the baseline from Mason Daypour to close Jackson Center's lead from 6-2 to 6-4. Understand that Sydney trails Stebbins 22-10 early second quarter at Centerville in D1 sectional play. Our halftime report here tonight, not a whole lot to share with you after two periods of this second game between Rushi and Jackson Center. It's presented by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Chuck?
Well, let's see. Reichert has three. Elkert has three. On the other side, Mason Daypour has two. Caleb Monin has two. Jackson Center didn't turn the ball over. That was a heck of a first half there for him. Two for three from the free throw line. Rushi did turn the ball over three times when they decided to play. They didn't shoot a free throw, and it's 6-4 at the half.
Chuck, it was interesting to me in those first 5 minutes when Jackson Center scored 6 points and Rushi two. I thought the Raiders had a pretty good concept on defense as to how to handle Aiden Reichert in Jackson Center. He got bottled up. He was barricaded. Couldn't get comfortable. Did get to the free throw line. It was crowded. Had players hanging all over him. Immediately, three Raiders collapsed on him when he touched the ball. At Jackson Center wasn't willing to shoot it from the outside. Pretty good game plan by Rushi first 5 minutes when we had a typical ordinary basketball
game. Playing. Now, I'm surprised because I would assume that Rushi coming out of the locker room would just go sit on the bench, but they are actually going to shoot around.
Well, they better get in some shots because they didn't get many on the floor in those first two quarters.
I'm embarrassed. Yeah.
That's our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. It's 6-4 Jackson Center over Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sidney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Botkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site services for student athletes. Wilson Health Sports Medicine has just brought you our halftime report. Thank you so much to Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Our other halftime segment brought to you by LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, which recognizes senior student athletes for their success in athletics and in academics. Thanks so much to LaCalle, a founding sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Without the assistance from LaCalle, we could not have kicked off scoresbroadcast.com back in 2006-2007. Seniors for Jackson Center recognized by LaCalle: Mason Blackfoot, Christopher Elkert, Garrett Heitkamp, Clay Akers, Garrett Pringer, Jaron Reese, and Calvin Winter. And for the Rushi Raiders, Dawson Luthman, Mason Daypore, Logan Gray, A.J. Sager, Alex Sager, Caleb Monin, Adam Daypore, and Keegan Sheffbuck. Here we go. We start the third quarter. Jackson Center possession. Tigers up 6-4. Probably pretty important, Chuck, for the Tigers to score.
Oh, I think so.
Here to start the third period. Nearly an overplay and a steal by Chappie. Heitkamp gets it back for the Tigers. Two-point lead, Jackson Center. Ball thrown to Reichert in the lane. He's double-teamed. Triple-teamed. Can't shoot. On the arc to Elkert. Deep right corner. It goes on the play to Akers. Clay Akers, number 20, out there at guard. Heitkamp in the left corner. Now to Reichert. On the block, left to the backboard, push-off foul against Rushi, committed by Caleb Monin. 7:19 left here in the opening, or I should say, yeah, the opening moment of the third quarter. 6-4 lead. Jackson Center over Rushi. You heard me right. Rushi Raiders held the ball for 11 of 16 minutes in the first half. Rikers got it for Jackson Center, 25 feet away, nearly turned it over. Gave it to Camden Reese on the arc. Left side of the floor, it is Akers bouncing. Fakes right, goes left. Defense applied by Jordan Meyer. Now Dayport checks Heitkamp. Riker comes out to catch, high left. Picked up by Caleb Monin. Between the rings, it's Camden Reese. Here's Elkert lobbing back into Riker. He's doubled in the paint, pushed off the spot, pass to Heitkamp. Straightaway three ball, high in the air, no good. Rebound yanked down by Mason Dayport. Well, the Jackson Center Tigers, Chuck, had the ball for 90 seconds and produced nothing.
Boy, I tell you what, Monin got away with a big shove on Riker that time again.
Sure did, I think twice in that possession. Oh, here's Rushi, backdoor cut, wild pass, out of bounds. Intended for Xavier Flippo. 6-4. Rushi trails Jackson Center, but two. We've played nearly 2 minutes here in the third quarter. And one shot taken. Here to midcourt with the ball is Jackson Center. It is Riker catching in the post. On the arc to Akers. High right to Camden Reese. Bounce pass to Riker who comes out. Riker's guarded by Monin 25 feet away. Caleb's done a good job on him. That's a highly physical duel. Monin gives away over a half a foot. Deep in the left corner, Riker catches. He's on the arc, gets a screen, puts it on the deck. Foul line extended left, stops his dribble, throws to Heitkamp 25 feet away. Rushi playing very good half-court defense.
Well, that's what they did early in the game before they decided to hold it.
Yep. Here's Riker. Here's Heitkamp. Heitkamp left wing. Rotates on top. Picked up by Dayport, who nearly stole it. Dayport got a finger in the mouth. He backs away, shakes it off. Nearly a five-second count on Heitkamp. Now to Reichert. Open floor. Starts a drive. He's doubled and can't take it to the rim. 5:12 to go in the third quarter. 6-4. Jackson Center leads Rushi by two. Here's Akers. Here's Camden Reese straight away. Picked up by Flippo. Three-pointer right flank. Heitkamp wide open. 19-20-foot shot. Barely caught iron. Rebound Rushi. Quickly down the floor. Raiders. Monin all the way to the rim. Into the paint area. A lot of contact to foul against Jackson Center. Heitkamp took two shots for Jackson Center in the first 3 minutes plus of the third quarter. Second one was not close. First one was. Rushi doing a good job keeping the ball out of the hands of Riker and Elkert. They cannot get looks, Chuck.
Right. Defensively, it's hard to argue with their game plan.
Here is Rushi clearing the floor. Here's a good cut to the rim of Shappy. Shappy barrels down the right side of the lane. He spilled near the basket. Toppled to the hardwood, I think, in the act of shooting. Yep. So Zane Shappy goes to the free throw line for Rushi. Two free throws, chance to tie the score. 6-4, Jackson Center. 4:42 left in the third. Shappy hits. That's a real strength of Rushi. Shappy, a 77% foul shooter. Mason Dayport, 86. Second shot, Shappy for the tie. Got it. Raiders crowd across the way is whooping it up. 6-6. 4:35 to go in the third quarter. Here's Elkert in backcourt up to Heitkamp. Heitkamp picked up by Monin. Now Dayport's on Riker. Heitkamp between the circles. Outside the arc on the right to Camden Reese. Straightaway Heitkamp. They lob inside to Reichert. Pushing by Rushi. Shot by Reichert. No good. Rebound Raiders. Shappy's got it. Shappy steers his way down the floor. Winds into the lane. Blocking foul, Jackson Center.
That's three on Christopher Elkert right in a row.
Chuck, it is amazing to me how physical the referees are allowing Rushi to be with Aiden Riker. He is getting shoved off the spot repeatedly. Ball lobbed inbounds to Monin in the lane. Foul line extended left to Flippo on the arc to Daypour. Game tied at 6. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. It may not take many more than a dozen or 15 points to win this game at the rate we're going. Here's Monin. Here's Shappy. Shappy 40 feet away, drives on Akers. Spin move in the lane, doesn't shoot. Back out of the arc, gives it to Flippo. Flippo drives, has it punched away by Jackson Center and stolen. Taken away by Okert. Down the floor to Reichert. Reichert heaves it cross court in a mass of humanity. It's caught to Camden Reese, and Camden Reese hooks it in.
What a tough shot that was.
Wow, it really was.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Rusey's defense has been outstanding in the half court.
Yeah, Camden Reese might have been fouled. And it was an awkward off-balance hook shot straight away right in front, about a 7-footer. He banked it in to give Jackson Center the lead, 8-6, with 3:14 to go in the third quarter. You hear the Tigers coaches in the background to our left. Here is a jab step to the right by Caleb Monin of Rushi, and he is cracked into by a Tiger. Now look at the team fouls. 4 on Jackson Center, 1 on Rushi. Ball inbound to the Daypour. Daypour 30 feet away against Heitkamp. They clear out for Mason. Spin move. Fadeaway 15-footer. Bingo! He's got it. Mason Daypour has made his last two shots. We're tied up at 8. 2:50 left to go third quarter. Don't be surprised if this one doesn't go to the wire now. Heitkamp cross court to Camden Reese, who made a near circus catch. Saved it from going out of bounds. Throws it to Elker, 35 feet away. Elker travels through the lane. Bounce pass to Akers. Knocked away by Rushi. Picked up the by Heitkamp. To Elker for 3. Way off the mark, air ball. Rebound pinballed around. Who's got it? Reichert for Jackson Center. On the arc to Elker. Into the lane to Heitkamp. Baseline left, Camden Reese. Outside the arc to Akers. Akers being checked by Flippo. Push off in the lane. Away from the ball. Against Rushi with 2 minutes 18 seconds to go in the third quarter, and the score 8-8.
Like a bad girls JV score.
Inbounding the ball, Reichert for Jackson Center. On the arc to Elkert. 2:10 to go in the third quarter. Rushi with stall ball has made this very interesting, and it is even. Game deadlocked, 8-8, late in the third quarter. Elkert drives into the paint area, dumped it off to Camden Reese in the corner. Camden Reese being guarded by Dawson Luthman on the arc to Heitkamp. Rushi's defense is stubborn. Jackson Center can't find a crack in it. Ball given to Reichert 30 feet away. He takes a 3-point bomb. A 30-footer. It's good. It's good. That's the shot of the game right there. Aiden Reichert popped out. Let it fly. Well beyond the arc. High arching bomb. Will that give the Tigers momentum? We'll find out. Rushi timeout. 1:38 to go in the third. 11-8. Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
We'd like to remind you that two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze, two of the many unique industries in Shelby County, making this region a great place in which to live, work, raise families, and receive an education. Rushi's got the ball, down 3, 1:20 left to go, third quarter. Here's Shappy, here's Mason Daypour, top of the circle. Outside the arc on the right, it's fed to Caleb Monin. Monin swings it on top. High post, Luthman throws it inside, intended for Flippo, batted out of bounds by Jackson Center. Jackson Center coaches in our ear to our left, shouting instructions to the Tiger players. Here's Daypore, top of the circle for Rushi. Starts a drive on Heitkamp, pulls up outside the lane to the left, banks a 10-footer, short. Rebound cradled by Reichert of Jackson Center. Reichert head of the key, gives it up to Heitkamp. Tigers up three. Final 50 seconds, third quarter. 11-8, Jackson Center. Stall ball tonight. Rushi's held the ball for better than 12 minutes. Clock winding down, 39-38. Jackson Center may elect to play for one, Chuck.
The Rushi students are over there going boring because Jackson's holding the ball. That's hilarious.
As if the Raiders holding it 12 minutes was not boring. 20, 19, 18. Reichert guarded tightly midcourt, double team. Dumps it to Christopher Elkert. Foul line extended left. Back to Reichert. Back to Elkert. 25-footer in the air. Way short. The ball squirts loose to the foul line. Reichert picks it up. Missed it with six to go. Loose ball, right corner. Touch last by Rushi. Jackson Center possession, 5.4 remaining at the end of the third. Ball inbounded to Reichert, back to the cup. 4 seconds to go. He pivots in the lane, off balance, no good. Rebound, Christopher Elkert. Shot missed, but he's fouled. Stick back, Christopher Elkert. Two free throws awarded. Time's expired. Third quarter's finished. No, it wasn't Elkert who got the stick back attempt. It might have been Camden Reese. Couple of big free throws here for the Tigers. Camden Reese, it is no good off the heel. 11-8, Jackson Center leads by three. Third quarter is over, except for one more free throw by the Tigers, Reese. And that one is around, around, and in. 12-8, Jackson Center. Fourth quarter coming up in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Pickwish Garbery Gym. It's been a game of stall ball tonight. Rushi Raiders have held the ball for about 13 minutes of this contest. We enter the fourth quarter. It is a 12-8 football score. Jackson Center leads Rushi by four. Possession belongs to Rushi, beginning play at the outset of the fourth. And, Chuck, I think it's pretty imperative for Rushi to get points on one of these first couple possessions opening the fourth period.
Well, they only scored 4 points that quarter, attempting to score. So,
right.
Yeah, they need to get some kind of a run going here.
Ball inbounded by the Raiders, 45 feet away to Zane Chappie. He's guarded by Camden Reese. Chappie explodes into the top of the circle. Doesn't take it to the rim, though. Gives it to Flippo, 30 feet out. Now at midcourt, it's Mason Daypore. He is checked by Heitkamp. We played 30 seconds in the fourth. 12-8, Jackson Center. Daypore fakes right, goes left. Foul line extended left. We've got a hooking foul or a jump ball. Reichert tied him up. Reichert tied him up. Arrow favors Tigers. That's a big decision by the referee.
Yeah, I couldn't really see. He was looking right at it.
That turns it over to Jackson Center. So Rushi has an empty possession to start the fourth. And every single empty possession in this game is extremely costly. Here's Reichert, top of the circle for Jackson Center. 12-8 Tigers. Reichert enters the lane, goes to Camden Reese. Reese to Heitkamp. Garrett Pringer's got it 30 feet away on the right. He's picked up on the play by Dawson Luthman. 7 minutes left in the game. 12-8 in favor of Jackson Center. Pringer 30 feet out. Wheels on top to Camden Reese. He shoots a pass near side to Heitkamp. Heitkamp peers in for Riker, can't get it to him. They rotate opposite side to Pringer. Riker comes to this side, tries to go to the block, not available. Good defensive job on Riker, but Xavier Flippo right now.
That's a six-foot freshman, and he is doing a nice job.
Yep. Riker's also been guarded by 5'10", Caleb Monin in this game. Here's a great drive by Camden Reese. Camden Reese all the way to the cup, banked it in. Camden Reese, oh my. He barged to the basket. Camden Reese would not be denied. He had a slither of an opening left side of the floor. He carved out space the last two or three steps. He banked in a runner, was jammed on the arm as he scored. Free throw by Camden Reese is no good. And the rebound is yanked down by the Raiders. Jordan Myers got it. Up ahead to Daypore. Daypore forces the action on the run. Shoots a floater from 10 feet. Not even close. Rebound Tigers. 6-point lead Jackson Center. 6:15 to go. Fourth quarter. Elkert cross court to Pringer. Now to Camden Reese. Reese has scored the last four for the Tigers. 25 feet away to Pringer. Riker comes out to catch. Picked up by Xavier Flippo. Riker wants to drive like Camden Reese did, but he stopped. Now Heitkamp. Low block, mid-range, fall away, eight-footer. Riker, push. Aiden Riker tosses one in. 16-8. Rushi down eight. 5:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Raiders need a flurry of points right here. Oh, a nice little give and go. Entering the lane was Zane Shappy. Shappy with a late pass to Dawson Luthman. Luthman got it low in the block. The penetration forced Jackson Center to slide off of the driver. And here's Jackson Center cross court pass. Riker hits a teammate. Driving layup by Pringer. Oh, what a play. Jackson Center retaliates right now.
Boy.
That's a good answer by the Tigers. Timeout call by head coach Scott Elkert. It's a half-minute break. 18-10 Jackson Center. Midway through the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. 5:19 to go in the fourth quarter. 5 minutes, 19 seconds left in the final period. 18-10, Jackson Center by eight over Rushi. Two quick baskets, one by each team in the last 15 seconds. Big answer by Jackson Center after Luthman made a nice chippy in the lane after a good cut. Now Rushi comes back with the same kind of offense here. Outside the arc on the right is Shappy. He deals it down inside to Flippo. Flippo is jammed at the basket. The ball pops in the air, pinballed around. Tigers have it after good defense. 8-point lead, Jackson Center. Akers up the floor in the left corner. 4:48 to go. Tigers ahead by eight. Here's Elker. Here's Riker. Top of the circle. Fakes the three, puts it on the deck. Flips it back to Camden Reese. That Heitkamp. Heitkamp spin move. Looks for Akers back door. He's not there. Here's Daypore guarding Akers far side of the floor. Riker being checked on the near side by Caleb Monin, one of three or four different Rushi players to guard Riker tonight. With 4:19 to go in the fourth quarter, away from the action, Rushi guilty of yanking the jersey of a Tiger player. 18-10, 8-point lead, Jackson Center. We approach the four-minute mark. Christopher Elkert, the playmaker, about 7 feet left of the basket. Inbounds to Akers. Akers bounce pass on top to Heitkamp and nearly walk. Now to Camden Reese. Reese puts it on the floor, gives it up to Akers. Akers fakes right, goes left. Akers baseline. Had an avenue to the rim, didn't take it. Threw it back out to Camden Reese. Under four to go here in the fourth. Reichert gets the pass in the corner. He was the outlet man. Reese was in a bit of trouble. Now Elkert, top of the circle. Camden Reese Reese picked up by Flippo. Between circles, it's Heitkamp, holds the ball high.
It's a huge defensive series for Rushi right here.
Zane Chappie running after Christopher Elkert. Cross-court pass off the shoulder of Reichert. Out of bounds to Rushi. That saved the Raiders. Jackson Center was going to take this down to the final couple minutes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was good defense that time.
Yes. Rushi's got to have points this possession. Top of the circle, Luthman on a weave to Chappie, on a weave to Daypour. They're still behind the arc. Nicholas Caldwell, 5'7 junior in. Ball thrown into the lane. Caleb Monin tries to post up for the Raiders. He's a bear hug from behind. Not in the act of shooting. It's common. Five fouls each way. 3 minutes, 18 seconds to go in the game. Roosh has got to shoot a flurry of shots, Chuck, to pull this out. They're going to have to leave the style of play they've employed so far. Ball inbounded. Mason Daypour, deep left corner, three. It skips off the rim. Weak side rebound, no Raiders. 3:10 to go. Clock winding down. 18-10, Jackson Center. Here's Chappie. Mason Daypour picked up by Heitkamp. Now the ball goes to Caldwell. Over guarding. No, defensive foul. Offensive foul, Jackson Center. A forearm used to fend off by Adam Daypour.
Yep. He was getting ready to set a screen, and he put that arm up for some reason.
5'9 senior guard. Big mistake right there, because now Jackson Center gets possession after Rushi didn't score. More time came off the clock. We're down to 2:50 left. Here's Reichert exploding into the lane. Pitches to Akers. Out back to Elkert. 16 fouls on Rushi. Jackson Center will shoot the 1-1. No real big need for the Tigers to take it to the basket here.
No, control the basketball and be strong with it.
Righto.
And whoever Daypour is on, you better be strong, because that kid's out there trying to get a try to keep his season going.
Here's Camden Reese, 30 feet away. Now to Heitkamp. Heitkamp checked tightly by Nicholas Caldwell. There's one foul, another foul, and it's called finally. 2:23 to go. Fourth quarter, 18-10. Jackson Center leads Rushi. And it's a 1-1 situation for Garrett Heitkamp. Tigers can put this thing away at the charity stripe. Understand the Sydney Yellow Jackets have come back a little bit against Stebbins. It's now a 7-point game midway through the third quarter. 18-10 in favor of Jackson Center here. Rushi Raiders have held the ball for 13 minutes of this contest. Garrett Heitkamp with the 1-1, and he sinks it. 19-10, Tigers. Second shot, Heitkamp. One bounce, a second, a third. He flexes the knees, and he is bouncing it off to the right. No good. Rebound, Rushi. Down nine. 2:20 left. Raiders need some three-point goals. Here's Daypour. Gives it up on the play to Caleb Monin. On a weave to Chappie. Back to Daypour. High post, Caleb Monin. Monin's got Akers on him. He pivots, doesn't shoot. Picked off on the play by Reichert. Reichert, the monster down the floor. Tackled from behind. Tackled from behind. Oh, my goodness, Chuck. Wow. That was a hard foul by Rushi. That could easily have been called. Easily could have been called. Intentional and flagrant. I don't think it was. It was borderline. It was borderline.
Yeah, you know what? Because he made an attempt at the block on the shot.
Oh.
I don't necessarily agree with that. He fouled him hard, but he went for the block.
And lo and behold, the lead official in this crew has just crossed his arms, hands above his head, and what I described, Chuck, has happened. It's going to be two shots
and the ball.
Fouled in the act of shooting. How
yes.
many? How many free throws?
He's going to shoot two. No, just two. It wasn't a technical with a flagrant.
Okay.
And then they'll get the ball inbounds.
With 2 minutes and a second to go here in the fourth quarter. So Rushi won't get possession as Reichert misses the free throw. He's got another one. Again, 2 minutes and a second to go in the fourth quarter, 19-10, Jackson Center. The left-hander, Aiden Reichert, toes the stripe. Swish! Ball out of bounds to Jackson Center below the Tigers' goal. Let's see what Scott Elkert's got in the way of an inbounds play here. 20-10, Tigers lead. Elkert lobs into Reichert at midcourt. Eight fouls on Marucci. Jackson Center's in the bonus. Here's Akers. Here's Heitkamp. Daypore comes out to greet him. 20-10 in favor of Jackson Center. A minute 45 to go. Reichert's double team. Got to get rid of it. Dumps it down to Elkert. It goes right corner to Camden Reese. Reach around foul by Daypore. Camden Reese will shoot the 1-1 for the Jackson Center Tigers, who lead 20-10.
Camden's had a pretty good game, but he is only 1-for-3 from the free throw line. He needs to make at least the first one here.
Camden Reese, 1-1 situation, no good. A little too much length. Rebound ricocheted off the back. Pulled down to Zane Chappie. He comes to the top of the circle for Rushi. 90 seconds to go in the game. Rushi down 10. Here's Mason Daypore strolling into the lane. Stops and pops from 12 feet. No good. Rebound low in the left for Reichert. Holding foul, Rushi. Mason Daypore needed that one. Good look for him. That's his shot that he will often zero in on and connect. But that time he left his feet. And it danced off the iron. Reichert is fouled. Reichert at the stripe.
Chip Hare, athletic director and tournament director, just told me that was Reichert. That last free throw was his 1,000th point.
Oh, my goodness. And that was a hard-earned 1,000th point. Hey, Chip, that was a hard-earned 1,000th point. Reichert free throw again for Jackson Center. He's at the stripe, and he knocks it down. Second shot in the air. Swish! He's got them both. 22-10, Tigers. A minute 20 left to go here in the fourth. Chappie 35 feet away, guarded by Reichert. Chappie on the bounce, picks up his dribble. Goes to Daypore, behind the back. Double teamed by Heitkamp and Akers. Daypore can't get to the lane. 25 feet away, a fake to the left, a flip, though he's tripped.
They had one to give. That's still a common foul.
Yep, it's common. 68 seconds to go in the game, 22-10 in favor of Jackson Center. Troy Christian waiting in the wings. That'll be one fine basketball game on Saturday night at 7 between Troy Christian and Jackson Center. Here's a post-up move in the paint area by Caleb Monin, and he takes a hand in the back. 1-1 Raiders. Stranger things have happened, Chuck, but I don't see this one getting away from Jackson Center. Free throw, Caleb Monin. No good. He missed the bonus. Rebound, Camden Reese. Falling down. Shoveled it to Elkert. Now in backcourt to Akers. Off to Heitkamp. And Heitkamp is rammed in the shoulder as he comes up the floor. He'll shoot the double bonus. 56.3 to go. Well, Chuck, our sectional finals or district semifinals are set.
Yep.
Fort Laramie-Botkins tomorrow night at 7, webcast time 6:40. Jackson Center, Troy Christian, Saturday night, tip-off 7, webcast time 6:40.
Well, the Fort Laramie kids were walking out, and I asked Evan Holzer if he learned anything about running some offense. Then he goes, I hope we never do that.
That's an interesting comment, insightful comment. Heitkamp was fouled, shooting the double bonus, misses the first, rims the second, it's not good. Head coach Scott Elker drops his head, not pleased with the foul shooting. 22-10 Tigers, Rushi attacks, 48 seconds to go in the game. Short jump shot, Dawson Luthman deflected, altered on the play by Reichert. Loose ball rebound, Pringer of the Tigers. He'll shoot the double bonus at the other end with 45.3 to go. Now, our plan on Saturday afternoon, or I should say late morning, is to bring you Mechanicsburg, Cincinnati Country Day at 11. Girls D4 District Championship, the first of three at Troy, starting at 11. We'll cover that one for you. Webcast time, 10:40, Saturday morning from Troy. Mechanicsburg, which has just lost two. Cincinnati Country Day, which has just lost two. Two juggernauts in girls division four. Go at it at 11. We'll have that game for you. We will not be covering the Tri-Village Legacy Christian game. We will have for you, of course, the Fort Loramie Franklin Monroe game at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon from Troy. Free throws right then by Jackson Center, Chuck.
Made them both.
Both foul shots made by...
Oh, I'm sorry, it was by Garrett Pringer.
Garrett Pringer dropped in both free throws for the Tigers, who lead up by 14 with 40 seconds to go. Here's Daypore driving the lane. Dishes left baseline to the jump shooter. It's A.J. Sager rimming it. No good. Stick back is up and in. Rebound, Adam Daypore, and a foul on Jackson Center. 34.9 to go, 24-12 in favor of Jackson Center. Adam Daypore toes the stripe for Rushi, and his free throw pops out. It was down in the cylinder and snapped away. 30 seconds left. Tigers to midcourt. Dribbling into the right corner goes... Is that Carson Regula, number five in there, Chuck?
Yep.
The sophomore, very good JV player.
He sure was.
He'll be a fine varsity performer next year for head coach Scott Elkert. We're all the way down to 13, 12, 11, 24 to 12, Jackson Center. Pringer dribble drive into the lane. Gave it up to Akers. Final 5 seconds, run off the clock, and Jackson Center wins it. Tigers defeat Rushi 24-12. We've got two great games for you Friday and Saturday night. They will both be thrillers. Each one will go to the wire. Fort Loramie Botkins on Friday. Tip off at 7. Jackson Center, Troy Christian, Saturday at 7. And so many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Our anchors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Again, we salute the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. And in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. Again, gratitude to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Frisch's in Troy, Tip City in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. And John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his very best shot. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. It's a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. And the in-between, just south of Botkins, the food's not in-between. It is out of this world. New underwriting sponsors, Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, and Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff. Vote JordanSheriff.com. 24-12, that's the final score. Jackson Center eventually doubles up the Rushi Raiders, who for the 32 minutes of this game, Chuck, held it for probably every bit of 14 or 15 minutes, 13 minutes for sure in the first half. And when you accumulate seconds and minutes over the span of several possessions when Rushi controlled the ball in the second half, Rushi had the ball under their arm for about 14 to 15 minutes of this 32-minute game here tonight.
Well, I thought defensively they had a good game plan in the first quarter, and in the second half they did a nice job on Riker. They've got a kid that can really score in Daypore, and it just really kind of took them out of the defense. It was coaching to make it respectable instead of coaching to win the basketball.
I think that's well put. Very well said. Our Clancy's Award winners, let's take a look at the scorebook, Chuck.
Well, looking at the scorebook, I mean, Reichert had 11. He almost outscored Rushi by himself. And on the other side, Daypore led him with four, then two each from Monin and Luthman and Adam Daypore. I'm going to go with Aiden Reichert for Jackson Center, and I'm going to go with Caleb Monin. I thought he did a real nice job. He was a half foot shorter than Reichert and really made him work for everything he got.
Yep, sure did. Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
-12 Jackson Center defeats Rushi in game two tonight after Troy Christian wins a heart-stomping thriller, 51-49 over Covington in our first game. Actually, it was a field goal by Troy Christian with under 2 seconds left in regulation.
Yep.
That won it.
1.1.
Yeah.
And then that was a real good effort. Real good effort by Troy Christian. But I'll tell you what, take nothing away from Covington. They took them right down to the wire. Could have folded 10. They were down 7 a couple of times in the fourth quarter.
Sure
they
were.
Came all the way back and tied it.
Yep. Recapping some scores from earlier today. Minster defeated Marion Local in girls Division 4 action in the Northwest District up at Wapakoneta. In the second game at that site, it's a doozy. New Knoxville leads Fort Recovery by a point at the halftime break. Anna pulled away. Anna boys won big over Dixie. Didn't play well for three quarters, had a great fourth quarter, and won by in excess of 20 points. Last we heard, Sydney is in trouble. Down double digits early in the fourth, trailing to Stebbins, trying to beat Stebbins for a third time this year. I thought I saw one other score pop up on my phone of interest. 74-48 was the Anna final. 74-48. Yep. New Knoxville leads 23-22 over Fort Recovery in girls D4 action. First game tonight won by Minster over Marion Local. As I said, that game was nip and tuck for three. Minster pulled away one easily in the fourth quarter of that contest.
Congrats to Mike Wist. Got a good basketball team. Continues to win basketball games.
And, Chuck, guess who's still alive in the Northwest District in girls D4 basketball?
Otterville.
Otterville, yes. I didn't think you would say that one first. I thought you might say Minster because we were just talking about Minster.
Well, I have nightmares of our trip to Otterville. So
Otterville and Minster are still in. They're still in.
Yep.
And who knows? We could see one of those two at the state Final Four.
Sure.
We're sure hoping Fort Loramie gets there. Redskins play Saturday at 3. Webcast time 2:45 on Saturday before the Fort Loramie girls, Franklin Monroe, D4 girls district championship game on Saturday afternoon. We'll cover game one from Troy. It'll tip at 11. Webcast time at 10:45. That'll feature Mechanicsburg and Cincinnati Country Day. Those two teams have lost just two games apiece. As we say hello to Mr. Reichert, Superintendent of Schools, Jackson Center, whose son had a very good game tonight. He was pushed around a lot in the post. A few more fouls could have been called. Could have been called. And, hey, I called the intentional foul before the official signaled. I had an intentional all the way. I did. Yep. 24-12 here in our nightcap. Jackson Center defeats Rushi. Again, we've got games Friday and Saturday from here at Piqua. So we've got a grand total of what? One, two, three, four.
We got four left.
This week. Four left this week. And then we will take a short hiatus Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and return to action at Springfield for the girls' D3 regional semifinals next Wednesday at Springfield. Four more games left this week, and how many have we covered already, Chuck? Six?
Two.
Four, six?
Four, yeah.
And
yeah.
We're holding up pretty well, I'd say.
For old guys.
Yeah, my voice is hanging in there. It's doing better than I thought it would.
Yep.
I was really worried a week or two ago.
Well, they adjusted my medicine, and I feel just about 100 times stronger tonight than I did when I was here on Tuesday.
Well, my throat has accepted a double dose of Hershey's chocolate. The one dose didn't work nearly as well as the two.
Yeah, it never does.
double dose Hershey's chocolate.
There you go.
It's coated the throat quite nicely. Again, winners tonight, Troy Christian, Jackson Center. Heck of a game.
Sets up a great game.
Ooh, heck of a game.
And then Botkins and Fort Loramie sets up a heck of a game there, too.
Two, what are they called, hex of a game or heck of a game?
Hex of a game.
or something like
heck
that.
Heck of games.
Little slap happy. Little slap happy.
Yeah, that's that second quarter. I just, if I made anybody in Rushi angry, really sorry, just my opinion.
Six games in 3 days, little slap happy. Four more to go for you. Three on Saturday, one on Friday night. Ron Mooney, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Thanks so much to Ron. Gratitude to Jeff Bray. Jeff was marvelous helping out this past weekend. Extremely professional, as were Mike Wick and Matt Zerker. They were on the board, stats and color, assisting Jeff. Thanks to the entire team. Chuck McBee alongside this week, back with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck on stats, color, on-site engineering. And we will return for you tomorrow night from right here at Piqua's Garbery Gym. Botkins, Fort Loramie, third meeting of the year between the two, and the second in just 2 weeks. The two schools have split the pair of games they played so far. Fort Loramie won the last one at home at Fort Loramie 2 weeks ago by a score of 52-34. Botkins beat Fort Loramie earlier in the year in overtime at the Botkins Gym. So for Jeff Bray, for Matt Zerker, for Mike Wick, for Bryant Billing, from whom we've heard often tonight.
He's a helpful man.
Yes, indeed. He sure is. He is on the spot at the site of the Sidney Stebbins game at Centerville. For all of those folks and Chuck alongside, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Piqua, where Jackson Center has beaten Rushi by 12 after Troy Christian edged Covington by 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.